Kevin Hendrick. And Kevin is a bit of a whiz when it comes to ears. He knows all about prodding around people's ears. So, Kevin, what's happening out there in the square? And what's your thoughts on the stalls that's around there today?
Yeah, well, it's a fantastic atmosphere around there this morning now, I must say. Thank God the rain seems to have decided to give us a break as well. There's lots of kids milling around, lots of tasty food as well, I have to say. I didn't know you could do so many different things with potatoes, but my God, they're all tasty. It's fantastic. Fantastic. Great to see you for the area.
Absolutely, and is this the fifth year? The fifth one, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah, it must be the fifth one now at this stage, yeah. And each year seems to be getting stronger and stronger, thank God.
Yeah, well, actually, we're going to be going out and having a little wander around later on and talking to some of the stall holders. So, hopefully we'll get some good feedback. But yeah, it does seem to be busy out there at the moment. Now, the rain, has eased off at the moment, so that is a good thing. Now, we can actually hear the music from the band. There are a band here at the moment, The Paupers, and they're playing some songs. Will you be getting some new customers after today now with that new music?
What I really like about when I look out there today and I'm walking around is the fact that there's such a mix of old and young. There's such a range of activities for both old and young, through the music, through the arts and crafts activities. I was very tempted to put one of our own stalls up out there today and go checking people's ears and trying to reel in some new customers for Hear All Hearing here, which is obviously, we're obviously based here in the Market Square. We do a lot of hearing screenings, a hearing test, fitting hearing aids, all that kind of stuff. However, my children decided that I wasn't going to do that today, and they said, no, Dad, you're coming in with us, we're eating food, you're spending money, and that's the end of it.
Proper order. Alan?
Hang on.
We have Alan. Is that mic on, Alan?
That mic is on there.
Okay. Right. For some reason, we're not picking you up on the mic, Alan. So.
That's okay. Well, we know Kevin from a previous recording that we did with him on the show. And I was just going to say, Kevin's background being an audiologist, we talked about the hearing and how important it is to make sure that you get your ears checked on a regular basis and watch out for the cotton buds and all that kind of stuff. And the music isn't too loud today, but just tell us about your business. I mean, you have set up in the Market Square, you do your business down here. And if people want to drop into you, what is the story? Is there a fee for that? Is it free? Because obviously you're concerned about the people's hearing. So do they come in and, you know, is that a free ear test?
Yeah, well, basically what we do, as I say, we offer free hearing assessments. So it's absolutely free of charge. You can come in. All you need to do is give us a phone call or drop us an email. It's info@hearallhearing.ie, or the phone number is 087-450-5960. All you have to do is give us a shout. We'll book you in for an appointment at a time that's convenient to you down here in the Market Square. And we'll basically do a full hearing assessment, audiology assessment, pure tone soundings, and hopefully be able to tell you that your hearing is good and okay. But more importantly, we'll be able to tell you how you can go about protecting your hearing into the future to obviously make sure that you look after it. And no one wants to have to wear hearing aids, but if you do have to wear them, we'll guide you through all the ins and outs and all the technicalities involved in that as well.
Brilliant stuff. And obviously, you have your business down here on Clonmelon. What do you think of the community spirit with the Potato Festival? Is this something that you have in your own neighbourhood? Or, I mean, I personally think this is brilliant to see this.
It's absolutely fantastic. I mean, where else would you get a Potato Festival like this? I mean, it's brilliant. What's really good is it takes the whole community in. It takes people from all the outlying areas around of Clonmelon as well. It brings everyone in, lets them know we're here. It's an opportunity to showcase ourselves and show that Clonmelon is more than just a road. You know, it's not just the N52 that people tend to have to drive up and down. It's got a lot going on.